But right now, I want to welcome in our morning co-host, Bridget Quinn from Community Teamwork Incorporated. I say that because they've dragged that poor woman in here. Was this about your fourth or fifth visit in the last couple of months?
You guys must really be sick of having me. I mean, I'm just here every week at this point. Yeah, so
that's why you've become a co-host. You're part of the morning show. Welcome, our Tuesday morning co-host, Bridget Quinn. She is actually the director of the Volunteer Center at CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated. And we've been chatting an awful lot about the annual Big Brothers Big Sisters golf tournament, which tees off next Thursday,
yes,
September 21st at the beautiful Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashville. I so wish I could play in this tournament.
I know, but you'll get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, the missus will kill me if I'm not
maybe next year.
If I'm not, you know, picking up my tux, I'm a dead man.
Yes,
so,
you are.
But you know, by Wednesday, I may decide being a dead man is better than being a married man. So we'll get into it. You've brought a special guest in with you as well this morning. Nick Tim is joining us. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
And last name Tim?
Yeah. Besides the distinction of having two first names, Nick also has the distinction of being a little brother at one point. And I would imagine, as somebody who's, you know, gone through that experience, you can probably speak wonders about the benefits of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Correct. Yeah, I've been a little brother for almost 14 years now.
So you still are?
Yeah, I still see my big brother all the time.
Can I ask how old you are? Because I was thinking 21. I was going to say just out of college or about to finish college. So yeah, you're never too old to be a little brother, are
never
you?
Never too old.
Yeah,
it's almost like a father figure for me too.
And you still see your big brother? Is it kind of in that official role capacity as big brother, little brother, or is it simply the relationship was forged and you're neither one of you is letting it go?
Yeah, it's super casual. A lot of people think actually that we're blood brothers. So how much we start to resemble each other and talk alike and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. So you got into the program at the age of 10.
Yep.
Can I ask why? Why did you feel the need to have a big brother?
So I kind of had a rough upbringing, and I'm actually an identical twin as well. So we both got big brothers when we were 10 years old. But it was mainly because we lacked that support structure within our close family and friends. So they, you know, having mentors helped us, helped provide the support we needed in order to, you know, go to college and start our careers and become successful.
And at 10 years old, and I know we probably don't want to go through all the minutiae of it, but at 10 years old, I apologize, you can probably only see my eyes, which is probably bizarre and creepy.
They strategically place that monitor there so that nobody, all he is a voice.
It's terrible.
It's the voice of God.
But I find it interesting, at 10 years old, you were very aware of that you needed some more of that support, and did you personally seek it out? Or?
No, we had family counselors that came in and kind of mediated.
Okay.
Since we were adopted when we were both 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of led up to it, because through the adoption process, we were set up with the counselors, okay, and then that led to being assigned big brothers.
How old was your big brother when you first met? You were 10. How old was the
24.
Big brother? He was 24. He was your age.
So I'm coming up to bat.
I mean,
yes, you are.
At that age, though, you know, he's too old. How can a 24-year-old relate to a 10-year-old and be a brother? That's, you know, my sister and I are 7 years apart, and I say that because oftentimes she was stuck almost being like a mother figure to me when my parents were both working their two jobs. I would think a 24-year-old, that's too old.
So, not really, but the great part about when you sign up to become a big brother, big sister is that they put you through this personality type test or / interview, so that they can make sure you and the little that is going to be assigned are compatible. So, you know, we both like sports, you know, we like certain types of music, so we hit it off right away. Of course, I was a little timid at first because he was a total stranger, but now we do everything together.
How often did you spend time with your big brother?
Probably 3 or 4 times a month. And
so basically, on a weekly basis, you would hang out.
Yep.
Did that change through the years? Because I mean, you've been there 14 years now.
Well, so growing up, I saw him every Saturday.
Oh, okay. So every week.
But now I still see him 3 or 4 times a month. Yeah.
So you guys, it's more of a friendship at this point,
yeah,
or do you still kind of consider him your big brother?
He's still my big brother. Always will be my big brother. It's just family.
It's really cool. I've actually always been curious about how long those relationships, if it was just kind of a, you know, obviously you don't, it's probably your choice, but you find that bond with somebody, how long that can last. I probably need to find a friend of Big Brother Big Sister. My friends are terrible.
You are right now, volunteer for the golf committee of the Big Brothers Big Sisters golf tournament. What do you do in your real life, though?
So I'm a program manager at Raytheon.
Successful. Good job.
Yep. So I figured helping out with the golf tournament committee was one way to give back until I'm ready to become a Big Brother myself.
Is that something you're planning on in the future?
Yep.
Nice.
It's almost your destiny, isn't it?
Yeah. Just finishing up grad school next spring, and then I plan on going from there. So,
can I ask a question?
Sure.
Where do you think you'd be if that Big Brother didn't come into your life, if that organization didn't come into your life? Do you think you'd be where you are today? Well, I mean, you might be stuck talking to this idiot radio host and his co-host.
What if you talk about the Big Brother Big Sister golf tournament?
But where, do you have an idea where you might be in life? Could you see yourself maybe going down a completely different path without that figure in your life?
Or could it even be a small improvement?
Yeah, I mean, well, I grew up in Lowell, and I love Lowell. Sometimes it gets a bad rep, but I think there's so much ways to get involved in the community that Big Brother Big Sisters definitely put me above and beyond where I thought it would have been. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different resources that you're able to pull in, especially at the high school and you know, the health center and CTI. So
it's 8:27 here on 980 WCAP. Nick Tim is with us. He is a volunteer for the Big Brothers Big Sisters Golf Committee. He was also once a little brother. Bridget Quinn is with us. She's the director of the Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated, which is partnering with Big Brother Big Sister. That's one of the many organizations that you partner with to deliver important services to people in need. Bridget, when you hear a story like Nick just gave us, it explains why you're in it. It explains why everybody else kind of
absolutely
gets into this.
Because when
it?
You hear it from someone who's actually experienced the program and what it does for most of the people involved, it really does tend to hit home with people. And, you know, being able to realize that these are just kids in our community. They could be your neighbor. They could be, you know, your little cousin. They could be anybody. That just having that extra support, that mentor in their life, makes a huge difference.
And we were talking a little bit during the break there in this room, and poor Alex can't hear us because, you know, we've got the soundproof and bulletproof glass, but we were actually talking about the news story, the two 22-year-olds that were being arraigned yesterday, one for mowing down an 11-year-old girl in a car accident and taking off from the scene, the other for dare I call it a rampage, where he killed his grandmother, grandfather, mother, and a care worker, and you wonder, how could things go so wrong for 22-year-olds? And then you have a kind of a case like Nick, and you think, well, here's an example of it goes right. Maybe something as little as an opportunity to have a big brother or some type of mentor makes all the difference in the world, and why Nick is here and why two 22-year-olds are in court yesterday.
Well, you think about it, even just to have that added adult presence and supervision. Well, not even super. I'll say presence is probably the most, to have somebody from the outside to have a presence in your life and a positive one at that. Sometimes I feel like parents don't always they see through a certain tint of glasses that they maybe see their child differently and maybe don't you know, pick up on some of the cues. They might think their child's perfect. I don't know. That's a very general kind of broad brushstroke way to look at it. But sometimes they have that an outside presence in a kid's life, he'll be able to pick up on some different things, and there'll be a different level of trust sometimes. You know, yes. I'm sure it's a different relationship than you would expect to have with a family member. Yes, it's more of a friend or maybe somebody to look up to or somebody to kind of lead you in a different way than a parent or true like an adult who's more of an authority figure would kind of be able to do that, would maybe be able to pick up on some of those troubles that a kid would have.
Absolutely. It sounds like you would be a great big brother.
No, he'd be awful. what a horrible influence he would be on a young boy or girl.
I've considered this.
Have you?
Yeah, I definitely have.
I wish I had the time to do it, actually.
Yeah, I get worried sometimes.
Is there a big grandfather program that I could qualify for now at the age of 51?
You'd be, yes, for all those kids that didn't have that grandfather figure.
The guy with the white eyebrows.
Yeah.
All right, so if you didn't know the benefits of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program and why it's important to support it, I think Nick's story underscores it. Here's a chance for you to help. Next Thursday, Sky Meadow Golf Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Have a little fun while you're at it.
Absolutely.
Golf in beautiful fall weather. I love golfing this time of year. Last week when we talked, Bridget, there were still some spots available for golfers. Is that still the case?
It is, but they are filling up very quickly. Okay. Sponsorships are coming in, so that's been fantastic.
Still time to do that, though.
We will take sponsorships all year long. So, you know, these programs, the need certainly outweighs the capacity of what we have right now. So any help is greatly appreciated, and we certainly will put it to good use.
And important to repeat that part, the need still outweighs
Absolutely.
The capacity. So help with this tournament, obviously sponsoring it if you're a business person, donating throughout the year as well is important. If you wanna help support financially and have a little fun, sign up to golf. Right. There's still time. But
your time really is the most important donation you could make to us.
If you have time, maybe volunteer to become a Big Brother, Big Sister, and we can have a lot more stories like Nick Timm's to tell everybody.
Absolutely.
Bridget Quinn, Director of the Volunteer Center at CTI, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You know, you're a pretty good co-host here. We're going to miss you when you're not here next week.
Well, but I'm sure I'll come back at some point.
You to me. That's beyond clear.
You'll do something wrong at some point, and they'll send you back in. But today, you had to play second fiddle because Nick Timm, a one-time little brother now volunteering on the golf committee and a future big brother. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
By the way, I might as well ask you, since you're 24, what do you think of these millennials today? Are they misunderstood or are they entitled brats?
We were totally misunderstood.
I actually probably disagree with you. I think we're the worst kids ever.
From a 25 and a 24-year-old.
He went the right way. He's working at Raytheon. He's making his way in life. So I don't have an issue with Nick at all. I have an issue with maybe some others.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, so far, I don't know you. You could be a terrible person.
He still has a coloring book in his trunk.
Nick.
Thank you guys for coming into the studios. We won't drag you any further into our insanity. It's 8:33 here on 980 WCAP.